This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, we've got new numbers to look at this week with the state crop report. As we know, 2016 harvest is rapidly drawing to a close, with many farmers switching over to fall tillage and waiting for the soil temps to cool down for anhydrous application. Statewide, the average temp was about 58 degrees, and that was 10 degrees above normal. Precip averaged about 6-tenths of an inch, and that was 3-tenths of an inch below normal. There were 5 days that allowed field work during the week ending on November 6th. Topsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 6% short, 82% adequate, and 11% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 7% short, 86% adequate, and 6% surplus. Corn harvest was 94% complete compared to 99% last year, and soybean harvest was 95% complete compared to 95% for the 5-year average. Winter wheat planted reached 93% compared to 94% last year, and winter wheat emerged was at 78% compared to 81% last year. Winter wheat condition rated 3% very poor, 1% poor, 27% fair, 56% good, and 13% excellent. In other news, new data from the Department of Ag shows the number of mid-sized farms is declining. The USDA Economic Research Service found mid-sized farms declined by 5% between 1992 and 2012 to about 125,000. Mid-sized operations are defined as those with gross cash farm income between $350,000 and $1 million. USDA attributed the decline partly due to exits from the business, but also volatile income and a tendency to downsize or grow at higher rates than small and large farms. USDA says the trend also may indicate new technology, and the increasing profitability of large farms limits the role of mid-sized farms in modern agriculture. During the same period, the number of large farms more than doubled. The data also shows that small farms, those with less than $350,000 gross cash farm income, represent 90% of all farms, but only grow about 22% of America's agricultural goods. Well, this cooler weather that's finally arrived probably doesn't have you thinking much about summer, but students who'd like to have a summer job need to be. This morning we'll hear from Tiffany Phillips, who works for Monsanto out of their Jerseyville office. I caught up with Tiffany last week at an FFA acquaintance day, and she says the time to apply is now.
I was born and raised in Jerseyville. I've been working with Monsanto for about 5 years now. Currently am their ESH technician. So I'm in charge of a lot of the safety roles. So make sure we're complying with OSHA, make sure employees are working safe, keeping things updated, and just having a fun, safe work environment for everybody.
Well, it has to be great for you to be working where you grew up. That's always an exciting thing. I know I appreciate that about my job. I want to talk about some of the jobs available at your location, specifically for students. As we're here at the FFA Acquaintance Day, you have a lot of opportunities for them in the summer months. So if you could just kind of share what some of those are.
Yeah, we have a ton of opportunities for not only FFA kids, but just students in general throughout the summer months. So we do have part-time positions where students can come and work on their off months that they're not in school, kind of get a feel for what Monsanto does, the agriculture industry, those sort of things. Monsanto also offers some internships that students can apply for, and they will send them to whatever locations need the internships. So students will be doing field work, maybe experimental things such as biomasses, taking samples from the fields, anything along field work-wise.
We're talking about these jobs that they would have in the summer, but the time to apply is actually right now.
Yeah, so we recommend that people start applying now. The sooner you get it in, the quicker we can start calling you and getting in contact. But we'll take them all the way up till May, June. Why? So the quicker, the better.
And just probably call the office or stop by for an application?
Yeah, you can come into the office any day and get an application. You can call. We can email or fax it to you.
All right. Well, sounds like some good opportunities for students around the area. Something else I wanted to visit with you about with Monsanto, you said you're really big at working with the community and giving back, and you said you've done several programs, and I want to talk about those. Fill us in on what you've been doing with the community.
Yeah, so Monsanto is really big with Monsanto Gives Back, which is giving back to your local communities. So the Jerseyville site really strives to give back to our community as much as we can through different organizations. The Alton Robotics actually got a Monsanto grant to help them pay for building their robot for the year. We do our Halloween parade. We give out flashers for kids to use when they're trick-or-treating to stay safe. We adopt a family each year. We're constantly volunteering at the food banks to hand out food to the less fortunate. So any organizations that need help, Monsanto is always there.
Tiffany Phillips from Monsanto in Jerseyville. And last on the list this morning, some information about an event happening this Thursday. There will be a field day on Thursday, November 10th at M&M Service Company in Carlinville featuring a soil warrior. Registration starts at 9:30 with presentations from NRCS, M&M Service Company, and Environmental Tillage Systems starting at 10. NRCS is going to talk about their grant program, the Watershed Act, EQIP funds, and other funds available for strip tillage and cover crops. M&M plans to talk about approaches to strip tillage, custom strip till offerings, fertility with strip till, and applications provided with the Soil Warrior. And the Environmental Tillage Systems plans to give an overview about their company, benefits of the Soil Warrior, and talk about their relationship with both M&M and NRCS. A field demonstration will take place at 11 a.m. between Environmental Tillage Systems and M&M Service Company. Lunch will follow the field demonstration, and that will get started at noon, and there will also be time for questions. So again, that field day is this Thursday, November 10th, at M&M Service Company in Carlinville. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.